This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Our Time of Forever Civil Wars. Without thinking about it, and that's part of the problem, we know the daily news of the world is full of endless wars between and within countries, but we become inured. That's just the way things are now. In America, we spent blood and treasure endlessly in Iraq and Afghanistan, solving little, so we're hardly surprised when we read of far-flung conflicts in countries that most have never visited. I was caught up short, though, flipping through The Economist when I came upon a piece that shook me up from sleepwalking through the news of wars to a recognition of the full length and breadth of this nightmare. Welcome to reality. The average ongoing conflict in the mid-1980s had been happening for about 13 years. By 2021, it was nearly 20 years. A typical five-year civil war reduces income per head by a fifth. Between 2001 and 2010, around five countries each year suffered more than one simultaneous war or insurgency. Now, 15 do. Number of schools that were closed due to violence trebled to 9,000. Half the region's children do not feel safe in school. Civil wars are also becoming more international. In 1991, only 4% of them involved foreign forces. By 2021, that had risen 12-fold to 48%, and interventions by external powers with selfish agendas tend to make civil wars last longer and cost more lives. Climate change will bring more war. A one standard deviation increase in local temperature raises the chance of intergroup conflict by 11% compared to what it would have been at a more normal temperature. Religious conflicts bring more and longer wars as well. The spread of jihadist groups makes it harder to end wars. Their demands are often impossible to meet, their foot soldiers are fanatical, and external mediators hate dealing with terrorists. For some non-religious groups, there's also money to be made, so that civil wars in which a major rebel force earns money from illicit drugs or minerals tend to last longer. Government forces are often greedy, too, with officers paid a pittance who can make fortunes from embezzlement and extortion when deployed in combat zones. Some start fires so the central government has to negotiate with them to put it out. What a miserable, horrific situation for so many people in so many countries. What's the chance of peace? It seems slim and none for so many wars, which is why they linger. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and earlier its seizure of Crimea, as well as unchecked human rights abuses in China and other countries, and even the USA in the forever wars, has created a culture of impunity that encourages conflict that seemingly faced no consequences. The United Nations rules have made it powerless in bringing peace. Vetoes in the Security Council have exploded. Between 2001 and 2010, Russia issued only 4 vetoes, China 2. In the last 10 years, Russia has vetoed 23 times, China 9, the U.S. 3, mostly around Israel, and France and the U.K., 0, none at all. For many countries, the UN has failed to be a place to win peace and has become little more than a shopping trip in New York City. Like the world itself, the UN seems broken with no one able to fix it, guaranteeing that we will increasingly see more wars and they will continue without end. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.